Radio.
This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hello and welcome to the Whisker Report. We're a brand new podcast focused on helping the pet industry and the animal welfare industry with their PR and buzz. We want you to get the publicity you need. Hello again, everyone. I'm Mary Tan. I'm one of the hosts of the show, along with Alexandre Ricard, who's my French counterpart across the pond. Bonjour, Alex.
Bonjour, tout le monde. We're so excited about the show today. So as you all know, Super Zoo is coming up, and we've decided to help you make the most of it PR-wise. But first, let me introduce you to our producer, Mark Winter of Pet Life Radio, who is the man who gets us to you each and every week.
Hi, how's everybody doing?
We're good.
We're good. I've been having like beach vibes all week long since Alex sent me pictures of the beach from the south of France.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm in Fort Lauderdale. There's a beach here, but I don't think it's quite the same.
Yeah. I mean, I'm in Minnesota, so you two, you know, both one up me very easily.
How's the weather in Minnesota, Mary? Is it really cold right now?
No, this week it's been really, really beautiful in the 70s, but typically, you know, it can get really hot here. Last week it was in the 90s, actually. But as I say, summers in Minnesota are earned because most of the time we are below zero or we have snow. In the winter, that's the only two things that happen. You're either below zero because it's too cold to snow or it's snowing out. So we earn our summers and we appreciate every single day that we can go outside and not wear a parka. Well, you know what? We are going to talk about Super Zoo, right, Alex?
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, Super Zoo is one of the biggest events of the year for anyone in the pet industry. This year, it's actually happening in August, I think from the 14th until the 16th in Las Vegas. I'm really excited. This will be my second year attending. But Mary, how many times have you been to the show? How many years have you been attending it?
Oh, my goodness. 5-6 at least. And, you know, this is where I see Mark and his lovely wife, Michelle. Actually, I see them more at Global Pet Expo. And it's just a great opportunity to network with people. And, you know, Alex, this is like the trade shows are when you and I get to see each other in person because we really don't see each other a lot.
Yeah, that's my favorite part. Okay, well, we're going to have a lot to talk about, but first I just want to leave you with our sponsor for just a little bit.
Here's Daryl Michelson, owner of Purniture Cat Furniture.
Most cat furniture hardly passes as a plant stand. The big difference between our furniture and other cat furniture is the fact that we use plywood, and we are also using what are called cores, which are half-inch thick tubes. Great cat furniture with the most modern carpets available today.
You can see the Purniture difference online at Purniture.com. That's P-U-R-R-N-I-T-U-R-E.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
We're back now. So, Mary, you've been attending it for 5-6 years now, and I'd like to know, because you've seen it many times, what do you feel like people need to do to be prepared to this kind of show? Because we're talking about Super Zoo, but it could be for global, you know, those trade shows. So how do you think people should prepare for it?
You know, being prepared, and my number one tip is don't be afraid of anything. Don't be shy. Get out there. If you're a pet product manufacturer, make sure you are engaging with the people that come to your booth, or as people are walking by, engage them. Talk to them. Tell them, you know, hey, would you like to see a product or something like that? Absolutely try to promote yourself at any possible moment. When you're a pet store retailer, ask questions. Make sure that you are asking the manufacturers, besides the product, do you offer PR and marketing services to help? Because Alex, as you know, we both work for Boss Nation, and they have a very important marketing program where before they sell in stores, they actually do training sessions with retailers to get them to use the right talking points when talking about their products. And, you know, it's important. I personally feel it's so wonderful when manufacturers reach out to help pet store owners with their marketing, because in the end, that's what it's about, right? It's about learning about the product. And how many times have you walked into a big box store, like here in the United States, where you go into Walmart or Target, and you ask the clerk, like, hey, what pet food should I get? And 9 times out of 10, they say, well, my cat eats this one. And that's not what you want to hear. That's where pet specialty retail stores really come into play. That is where they can really show the expertise of their staff. And pet product manufacturers can help those retailers give their staff the education they need, because in the end, it's all about selling product. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, definitely. And so what you're saying is great. I mean, at SuperZoo, 100%. Don't wait for people to come up to you. Go up to them. Go talk to them. Go sell yourself. Go present your product or your services. Just show who you are. And again, what makes yourself unique in your product. So yeah, that's a really good advice, I think.
Yeah. And Alex, you also went to InterZoo in Germany, which is the European trade show, which is, I think, actually bigger now than the two US trade shows.
The world's largest pet event, I think, like the world's largest pet trade show.
Yeah. And so tell us about, when it comes to languages, it's really important to have people who speak the language.
Yeah, I mean, definitely for InterZoo, 100%. I'm lucky enough that I do speak a couple of languages, and I know a lot of little words in many different languages. So InterZoo, it's very European. So you've got a lot of British people, but, you know, also Portuguese, Spanish, German, and also a lot of like Asians. So we had a couple of Indonesian people or Japanese. And the good thing is I always knew how to say hi or how are you in the language. And that was a really good selling point, because I was there helping Lala Home, which sells automatic litter boxes. So before they hired me, they used to go to, you know, SuperZoo and Global. And what they did, their like mindset was just to present their product to whoever was coming up to them. But just like, oh, hi, this is our product. But they were not like in front of the booth, like trying to engage with people. They were more sitting, waiting for people to come to them. And that is not great. I think what you really need to do is to show people that you're very open and you're ready to have a conversation and that you're passionate about your product. So that's what I was really trying to help them do, is to be, you know, really in front of the raw and like everybody. And whenever somebody was coming up, I was like, oh, hi, where are you from? And just like start a conversation, even though it was not about the litter box. So then we could just like start to present the product.
Yeah, it's amazing. So we have a great client called Lala Home. They're based out of China, and they actually requested Alex because, as some of you don't know, Alex actually speaks 5 languages fluently. So she's really, really amazing. So she was able to communicate with all of the people who attended the show. And the reverse is also the same in the US. So what you really want to do is, if you're a foreign manufacturer exhibiting, you really need to have somebody that is pretty fluent in English, because how many times have you seen, especially the overseas exhibitors, they're just sitting there and they're not engaging with people. And I think part of it is the lack of the ability to speak English.
And the thing is, like, you can have a great product, but if you cannot communicate about it, or you can't just share the passion you have for that product, then people, they don't get attracted to your product.
Yeah. Hey, we want to bring Mark in here, because Mark goes to a lot of trade shows. In fact, that's where we see Mark as well. And Mark, what have you noticed about the exhibitors at these trade shows? What brings you to their booth? Like, what do they say? What have you noticed?
We have a list when we go there of booths we already want to see. So we do them at certain times, and then we walk up and down and really looking for something new, because there's like a million of everything. you know, there's a million booths with collars and leashes, and there's a million booths with food. And I like to just go up and down the aisles and see what's different. And those are the booths that attract us and that we stop at. In fact, Boss Nation, even though it was on our list to see, they had this giant animated wolf that was like 10, 15 feet tall that was attracting a lot of attention. So, I mean, that was a smart move on their part because it was like, you know, something from Disney World at their booth. So we look for things like that.
Yeah. So Mark, just so you know, Mark goes as a member of the press. So he is, everybody's courting Mark because he runs Pet Life Radio, right? And this is a chance for these companies, you know, to get some publicity on the 85 million podcasts that Mark produces.
Yeah, the first couple of years we had a booth. And so we were stuck in like, I don't know, somewhere in the outskirts of global. And after the first couple of years, we said, you know what? I mean, the buyers are coming, stopping by the booth. And, you know, people walking around may come to the booth and see us. But the people that we want to see us, the exhibitors, aren't seeing us. So then we started walking around instead. We didn't get a booth and we wore our Pet Life Radio t-shirts. You know, we did our little marketing and advertising and we pull around our little wheelie carts and we have our signs on that that say Pet Life Radio. So wherever we go up and down, people see Pet Life Radio. So a lot of times they just pull us over because they see us walking by.
Yeah, exactly. And that kind of brings us to another thing with press and digital influencers or content creators that attend. And Alex, can you talk about what you do in terms of digital influencers and pet influencers, basically?
Yeah, well, so the good thing with Super Zoo is that you can get the list of the media attending, and in the media, you get the pet influencers. So it's really important that you take that opportunity to see who is coming, to check that list. So what we always do with Mary is we take that list and we kind of like verify who is coming. We're like, oh, okay, this one is really good. We want to take them on a tour. Or this one, okay, maybe we don't need to. They wouldn't be a great fit for our clients. So what we do is really go through that list and check, okay, who would be a great fit and who wouldn't. So we're not wasting time because, as you know, those shows are very time consuming and you need to make decisions. So that's what we do. And then I don't know when you started that, Mary, to take your, you know, to take the media and the influencers to your clients' booth. But what you do is you organize that beforehand so then we can make sure that the right influencers are going to the right client. So if we see that a dog that has, you know, really good engagement and they wear a lot of bandanas or something, we're like, okay, these would be a great fit for one of our clients that makes rubber bandanas. So it's just a question of who's a good fit.
Yeah. And I can tell you that, so I've been doing booth tours since I started at Super Zoo, except for maybe the first year, because I was kind of clueless. But ever since then, I've done booth tours and it's just grown so much that now Alex and I both have to go because, you know, we represent anywhere, I would say 6 to 10 clients. And that's a lot of people and a lot of walking. Oh my gosh, I can hit 20,000 steps at one show. I know I always bring my little Fitbit thing. But that is one thing. You can get the media list and the influencer list from the different trade shows. And so you can have access to these people. I do the same thing with the press people. And here's the thing, if you don't invite them to go on a tour with you, they're not going to probably see your booth. They might respond and say, I'll stop by. But 9 times out of 10, they don't stop by. So what we do is we ask the media to meet at a certain spot so that we can physically take them from booth to booth. And that way, you know, I can give ROI to our clients because we need, you know, we need to prove our worth and we get a lot of great PR out of it. Wouldn't you say, Alex?
Yeah, no, definitely. And, you know, I think especially for PR people, Super Zoo is a great way to network with the media. And the more you network, the more you can, you know, you can see what they're going to publish about your client and you can like really... Yeah, I think it's really helpful to meet them in person to actually like show them instead of just sending them a press release by email. So yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So you know what? We need to take a break. But after we get back, we're going to talk about the press list and how it really, really varies. We'll be right back.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
And we are back with Alexandra Card and Mark Winter and myself. I'm Mary Tan. And what we were talking about before was the media list and the influencer list that are available at trade shows. But we discovered something really interesting when Alex went to InterZoo. Isn't that right, Alex?
Yeah. So, you know, Europe is big on privacy and like just protecting your personal data, I guess. They're not allowed to. So InterZoo was not allowed to share who was coming to the show. So they were not allowed to share any email addresses of the press or of the influencers. And that was a big struggle because, you know, with SuperZoo and Global, we're very used to getting that list and to prepare in that way, to write a press release, to send it to the press, to, you know, schedule a meeting with them. But InterZoo, it wasn't like that. So that was a bit more challenging to actually speak to the press or the influencers.
Yeah, Alex actually went and looked for them.
Yeah, I did. I did. And it was very hard. And there was no cat influencers. So when you have an automatic cat litter box to sell, it was really difficult.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's another thing about all the animals that show up to the show. So I bring Franklin, who is an orange kitty. And he's a nightmare at home, but he's great at these trade shows. He's also a therapy cat in training with he's going through one of our other clients, pet partners, to pass his therapy test. But having live animals really works, doesn't it, Alex?
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. You know, one way to jazz up your booth or, you know, to attract more people is definitely if you can. And if you have an animal that loves the show, then you should definitely bring them to the show because that will bring people over to your booth.
I have another tip that when we were at Global, one booth was giving out margaritas and man, their booth was packed. So that might be another idea.
That's a fantastic, you know what? Events at your booth always work. And yes, I was shocked at how much alcohol people were giving away. I mean, everybody was having a happy hour at their booth. I saw people that were tipsy and it wasn't even 5 o'clock yet. You know, it's amazing. Mark, you're kind of a lush, so
no.
Up your alley.
I'm really not, but I do like a margarita.
Yeah, and they're definitely providing, yeah, like events, but even if you can give away samples, you know, like little samples of your food or of your product is really great because you want to attract people because people love free stuff, even retailers or manufacturers. So I think it's great also to provide free samples if you can or something. Maybe like, I think Boss Nation is hosting like a raffle prize as well. Just like something a little bit different.
Yeah, they have special like tchotchkes that they create just for the shows. And then they have this little wheel that you spin and then you can spin to win a prize. And they have dog, cat and cat stuff. They do stuff really, really well there. And Basil, the founder, you know, he has that big, is it wolf that you were talking about, Mark? Yeah. And it roared too.
Yeah. Or like, it was like really big. It was like 10 feet, 15 feet tall. It was like huge.
Yeah. It was really, really amazing. And I don't know if this is just me, but I find that like the mid-level brands, the medium size, not the startups, but not the really big guys, they're the ones that have the most creative booths. That's just my personal opinion. But then, you know, some of the big ones, they'll bring in celebrities to come in and talk about their products. Like Katherine Heigl is going to be at SuperZoo talking about her new pet food, Badlands Ranch. and Jackson Galaxy has been, Dr. Paul, all of these, a lot of celebrities actually come. But the show is so huge, I always miss them. I mean, it's just impossible to see. And for those of you that don't know, that aren't in the pet product side of things, just so you know, the trade shows are where buyers get to see the new products. And another thing is, if you have a new product, the new product showcase, you absolutely want to make the investment to enter it in there. We've actually had some clients win, and it was their first time ever showcasing at the show. And, you know, that's another marketing and publicity tool, right, Alex?
Yeah, no, definitely. And I was also going to ask you, Mary, like, what can people do after the show? You know, once Super Zoo is over, how can they follow up with the press, maybe the press that came up to their booth, or, you know, just like the general press, how can they take advantage of Super Zoo? Like, what should they do?
Yeah, that's a great question. You have to follow up. Everybody you meet with at these shows, get their cards, get their information, and follow up with them. Even, you know, even if they maybe weren't all that interested, just say, hey, if in the future, you know, this is my information. If you're interested in my product, keep my information and we'd be glad to help you in the future. When it comes to the press, what's really interesting is they all do Super Zoo and Global Pet and Inner Zoo wrap-ups. Sometimes they'll do like a press release, you know, summarizing what happened. Like at Boss Nation, for example, one of our clients, they do a dinner, an awards dinner during the shows. And so, you know, we'll put out a press release for that. And we send that to the pet trade media, who are all in attendance. And their editors are all there. And so, yeah, so follow up with them. And then what happened is, from doing this so long, when I initially started, the editors, once they get to know you, they're going to reach out to you when they need, you know, when they need a raw pet food expert, or they need somebody who's an expert in feline accessories. And so this is a wonderful place to make these contacts. I also urge you to go to the networking events. You're not going to get a lot of the show if you don't meet the right people, right? The world is all about networking and making the right contacts. And if you just stay in your hotel room, that's just, you know, that's not going to be worth your while. I know they're so exhausting. And there's a lot of times I'm like dead tired, but you just get out there and you meet people. And the pet industry is such, everybody loves animals. So there's always something to talk about. And wouldn't you say that, Alex? There's always so much to talk about. And anybody in the pet industry always tends to gravitate together. And there's always something to talk about.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I think these shows are really, really great. Yet to exactly what Mary said, make great connection that will help you at one point. Maybe not tomorrow, maybe not next week, but maybe next year or something. So keep those contacts, definitely follow up, and they will always be useful to have.
So, Mark, as an attendee of these shows, what are you looking for to put somebody on your shows?
First, I want to say about the networking. Like at Global, at the end of the first night, they have this big networking event. And of course, people have already been drinking, so they're, you know, they're really, really friendly to begin with. We stand at a table, and like I said, we have our Pet Life Radio shirts and we have our signs. So people find us right away. And, you know, we welcome them to come over and they know who we are. And they come right to us. What we look for, like I said, are things that are different. To give you a plug, the Lala Home, their products are like really cool. Their litter box and their water fountain, which we actually have one. And so things like that, you know, we want to talk to them about.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's innovation is always going to get you attention. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yeah, of course. Like I said, we don't want to see the same thing over and over again, especially Michelle for Best Bets for Pets, which is our pet product show. We get a lot of requests to be on, and she's looking, oh, well, we had this already. We had this already. Oh, I don't want this, because we had this like 5 times already. I mean, a couple products she had on, well, I don't know if they ever were successful. We had one early on where you put this jacket on your dog and it turns your dog into a boombox and music comes out of your dog. I mean, it was like a really interesting, I don't know if it ever was successful, but it was a really fun product. So we had them on, and things like that are really, you know, fun to talk about because people are interested.
Yeah, it's also a great place to meet everybody. Everybody is there who is critical in the pet industry. So there's a ton of distributors there as well, you know, sales reps and that sort of thing. And so, yeah, I can't stress enough to work it. You've paid an investment to be there.
I have a tip too for like these larger companies.
Yeah.
You know, going to like these large booths of these large companies, they've got like a million people in their booth, you know, salespeople and whatever, you know, whatever. And then we go in to interview people and they're like, oh, our marketing person isn't here right now. So we can't talk to you right now. Can you come back later? We're not going to come back later. We're there now. So you need to train all your people in your booth that if someone comes and wants to interview you, that you're capable of doing that. You can't just wait for somebody that's off having lunch or something to come back because we're not coming back.
Yeah, that is a fantastic point, Mark. Completely forgot all about that. Yeah, you definitely want to train multiple people to be able to talk to the press who are there because the show's like 5 or 6 football fields, you know, they're not going to come back. So make sure you have multiple people there that are authorized to speak. That is so important.
We're only talking to them for like 2 minutes. I mean, if you can't talk about your product for like 2 minutes, then why are you in your booth? I mean, how can you sell if you don't know what you're talking about?
Yeah. And to be honest, I find a lot of the salespeople really good speakers. I mean, that's in their nature, right? And I've had that happen to me before as well. But yeah, this is just amazing. And it's such a fun time. What other tips and tricks do you think, Alex, that people should know out there?
Well, I think we did quite good. So we told them to be special about their booth, bring something unique, either something alive or not alive, just some colors or something, a free sample. Reach out to the press beforehand or to anyone you want to talk to, schedule meetings so you don't waste your time. Go out there. Don't stay just sitting on your booth. No, no, no. Just get up. Go talk to people, walk around, try to make connection, attend all of the events that you can. And yeah, just make the most of it and have fun. I think that's really important as well. Like show that you're having fun and that you're passionate about your product and that, you know, you have to also show people that you're like excited about it and not just.
Yeah, absolutely. And then one last thing, don't forget that you can put press releases in the press room. So you don't need a press pass to walk in there and just, you'll see there's a whole like bookcase of press releases, and some companies even leave tchotchkes and different things like that. We generally recommend you put the tchotchkes like at your booth because we kind of give the free samples and different things as like a reward for going on our booth tours. And so, yeah. So also when you attend our booth tours, it's going to be the marketing person or the founder at each booth who gives a 30-second spiel. Keep it short and tight because our booth tours, we only have a limited amount of time with these reporters and digital creators. So you really need to have your ducks in a row with what you're going to tell them. And then what you should also be prepared. What do you want out of it? And that sort of thing. And of course, we help you with that. But anyways, that is a wrap for this show. We're so excited to be doing this for all of you. We hope that you found this useful and got the question that you want us to answer. Reach out to us on Facebook or Instagram under the Whisker Report, and we're going to try to answer your questions in a future podcast episode. But as we always say,
art loud and purr smart.
All right. Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.